We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, Ed, first tell us about the commitment of Amazon and Jeff Bezos.
Yes. I mean, as you know, Amazon is a huge company that eats up a lot of energy in all of its different areas of business. You have the Amazon.com business, which has big logistics and shipping. And then you have AWS, something we talk about a little bit less, which is their cloud services, and that requires big data centers, dozens of them all over the world, which eat up a lot of energy. So what Apple says it's going to do is change its approach. They say they're going to be using 80% renewable energy across operations by 2024 and then 100% renewable energy by 2030. They're also making other commitments about how they package their materials and the use of their supply chain. But to give you some context, like Amazon uses around 40% renewable energy today. Now, if you compare that with Apple, Apple is running at 100% clean energy across all of its sites around the world. And even a year ago, Apple was at 96%. So Amazon does have some catching up to do, right, in terms of big corporate America. And the company has faced criticisms from its own employees, from activists, about the pace at which it's addressing this issue. And that's something that Jeff Bezos kind of engaged with at the press conference in Washington, D.C. this morning. He acknowledged the criticism, but says that from now, Amazon really wants to be a leader when it comes to climate policy and when it comes to energy policy.
And along that, those lines, he also announced a deal with EV maker Rivian for 100,000 electric delivery trucks.
Yeah, so this is really focused on that delivery part of the business. Rivian is an EV startup in Michigan. It's something that Amazon has been putting a lot of money into this year. They did $700 million in funding in February and a few more hundreds of millions throughout the year. So that Rivian will provide Amazon with essentially 100,000 electric delivery vans. They look like delivery vans. They've got Amazon all over them. But that's not going to be until around 2022. Amazon say that from the end of 2022, we might see 10,000 of these delivery vans on the road. But the thing is, it's only focused on last mile delivery for prime deliveries. So it's kind of addressing a small part of their business, which is the delivery side of Amazon.com. But it is a start, and it's really quite significant for Rivian. I mean, think about the number of EV names out there. There are a few that have even delivered 10,000 cars, let alone 100,000.
Is it last mile because, you know, the first 80 miles are being done on either airplanes or big big rigs?
Yeah, so Amazon spends billions of dollars each year, each quarter, on its delivery and logistics operation. It has materials coming into warehouses, on planes, on shipping containers. Then from those local hubs, they're going out. You know, here in the Bay Area, all of us, you know, using services like Amazon Prime, and most of the time, these packages turn up on diesel or gas-fueled trucks. But the last area is like lots of small trips in the city. Think about San Francisco, how many vans are driving around all around the city, making short trips backwards and forwards from the local hub. And that's what Amazon's trying to address here with Rivian, that last mile delivery being a more sustainable and more energy friendly delivery method.
Hey, I know they can give them to Uber and Lyft drivers who are already clogging.
Well, it raises a good question, right, that this might be the future for EV companies. Instead of selling direct to the consumer, you're selling big fleets to either delivery companies or perhaps Uber and Lyft, you know, selling hundreds of thousands of the same vehicle and then leasing them to the drivers. That's also another reason why this news was kind of interesting this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.